Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hello, ladies. Welcome back to Perspectives with Sherry. I'm your host, Sherry Ryan, and today is my personal blog day. So today, ladies, I want to talk to you about something that I don't know that we give enough thought to, but today we're going to talk about whether we are listening to our inner voice or if we're just in our head. So have you ever had that moment where you're questioning if your thought in your head is really your inner voice or just your mind making things up? I mean, I know I've been there, and well, today we're diving into just that. How to tell the difference between your true inner voice and the chaotic chatter that often fills our heads. And trust me, there's a big difference. So stick around as we explore what these voices really are and how we can tune into our inner wisdom. Let's get into it. First things first, let's talk about what I mean when I say inner voice. See, some people might call it intuition, your gut feeling, or even just deeper wisdom. You know, a lot of us believers also sometimes say that that quiet still voice is the Holy Spirit. You know, at any rate, what I'm talking about is that voice inside you that feels like it's guiding you, helping you make decisions that feel right on a deep level. Now, this voice is often calm and clear. It doesn't push or pull at you. Instead, it gently nudges you into the direction that aligns with your true self. It's like having your own personal computer. See, for me, my inner voice has always been this quiet, confident knowing. See, there's been times when I've been unsure about a big decision, like whether to take on a new project, whether to pursue a new opportunity at work. You know, I hear this soft, confident voice saying, trust yourself, this feels right. Not loud or dramatic, it's just right, y'all. I mean, you definitely should know the difference. Now that we've established what our inner voice sounds like, let's talk about those instances where we're just in our head. Now, this is when things get a little tricky. Have you ever thought about those thoughts that kind of feel like you're spiraling out of control? Like that moment when you're overthinking everything and it starts to feel like your mind is a hamster on a wheel, like running nonstop. And that's what I call just in my head. That's that kind of thinking. It's like that noise that keeps you up at night. Those what ifs. Those should I have said that thoughts, or the I'm not good enough self-talk. You know, we talked about stopping that negative self-talk. And that's what I call those thoughts that are kind of just like the ones that we consider just in your head. See, it's that noise, like I said. So those thoughts in your head that go on and on and on, but don't really serve you. That's the noise. And the real challenge, y'all, is learning to notice when it's just your mind creating stories and not your true self speaking. Now, I think we've all been there, ladies. I know I have. there'll be times like I sit in a meeting and suddenly I'm convinced I said something wrong, or I'm worried about what people think of me. But all that's just in my head. And now the older I get, the better I am at deciphering between those kind of thoughts, those kind of feelings versus my inner voice. Now, I want to talk to us about how we're going to tell the difference. So lean in, okay? So first you have to think about the tone of that voice. Your inner voice, we talked about, is calm and grounded. It's clear. You know, it doesn't feel like it's fighting for your attention. And on the other hand, thoughts that are just in your head often feel rushed, loud, and full of anxiety. You'll feel the difference right away when you really think about it. Second, clarity. Your inner voice will feel like it's giving you a clear direction. It's almost like it knows exactly what's right for you. When your mind is just running in circles, it's confusing and it leaves you uncertain and second guessing yourself. Third, trust. Your inner voice is trustworthy. It's aligned with your values and your true desires. The thoughts that are just in your head, those often come from fear and doubt or past experiences. They don't always reflect what's true for you. So I'll give you an example. There was a time, and I'm going to talk about, first I'm going to talk about career, then I'm going to talk about love. In my career, I started in, I worked for the federal government. Yeah, I know, guys. But honestly, I've worked really hard over the span of 20 years. And when I started my career, I was able to get into the door in a position that was administrative assistant type, clerical type work. And it's a lot of responsibility. I learned a lot, but I always went in there with the thought that this position would be just a stepping stone. I had no intentions of staying in that position. I mean, that's not what I wanted. I had pursued a degree in management and organizational development, and I was looking to, spread my wings and, do something different. I was not going to be content being in the admin field. It took me 7 years of my career before I could get out of it. So when I'm saying, okay, so the overthinking or the just in my head, there were times in my career where I was willing, you know, I put myself out there as you should, you know, interviews, I put in for different positions. They weren't even what I really wanted, but you know, I was just so determined that I wanted to get out of being an admin, but that wasn't right for me. So the voices in my head that said, put in for this, put in for that, put in for this, you should have got that, you should do this, you should that. It was all chaotic. I was stressed out. I was just kind of all over the place. And then when I decided there was a leadership program and I decided to take that opportunity to pour into myself, to hone my skills. And you had to compete for this program. So I went in, I competed for the leadership program, and I got it. And for 6 months, I doubled down on reading material about being a good leader, interviewing senior leaders in my organization, even taking a time to have a rotation where I kind of tried on a new job in a financial analyst type position. That wasn't necessarily for me, but you get the point. It was then when I quieted all the, you should be this, you should be here by now. You should, this was only supposed to be temporary. What are you doing? And I was aligned and I was around some people that were very influential in helping me get to the next level. And when y'all, that opportunity came along, it came to me. I knew I was in the right place. It was a rotation I was doing. I was surrounded by some wonderful people. And literally, God gave me the job. It was a job that was for another team, but they ended up opening that position on the team that I was supporting for me. And I have been now working in the field of analyst for since then until now. I am an operations manager, but I'm an analyst by trade. So I say all that to say, when things in my head were chaotic and it wasn't aligning with who I truly am, which is someone that makes decisions with a lot of careful thought and, you know, that are strategic moves, not just a move. It was when I decided to focus on preparing myself. And then when that still voice said, this is it, this is the right time, this is it. And it was. And then let me talk about an example in relationships. You know, I talk a lot about the fact that I was married previously and went through a divorce, and I am now happily married. But when I was single and, you know, I'm always the kind of girl that I'm a relationship girl. So when I was single, it was always took some time to work on me. And then when I really got serious about wanting to settle back down with someone, it started again, y'all. Those just in my head thoughts, right? You know, I'd meet a guy and I would see some good qualities. Deep down, I would know there was some red flags that I was thinking that, you know, perhaps I could work with, but realistically, it wasn't for me. So there would be a lot of overthinking. There'd be like, well, you know, could we make this work? I think there was one instance. Well, I don't think I know. There was an instance where there was a man that was quite a bit younger than I that had no children. And I was in my 40s or early 40s at the time. I really didn't want to have any more children. Things that just didn't make sense, right? And I wanted the relationship, but there were things that didn't align. It did not work out, thank God. And it opened up the opportunity for me to meet my husband now. And when I met him, we met for dinner and the conversation flowed naturally. The calmest voice on that first night said to me, that's your husband. It was not, oh, does he like me? Is he going to call me again? Are we going to go out? It was none of that, y'all. It was sincerely, just like I'm sitting here talking to you all tonight, it stated inside of me, that inner voice, the Holy Spirit, your gut, your intuition, whatever you want to call it, that's your husband. And indeed he was and still is. Thank God. I have so many other instances. I remember once when I was also young, I was attending a party. Somewhere I really wanted to go, but something quietly said, leave, leave. I didn't want to, y'all. It was when I was in college, it was really a big party, but thank God I listened. And that night, shootout, you know, broke out and there were people that got seriously hurt. And there was someone that also was unalived on that night. So I say all of that to say, I want you to lean into understanding. And I know that you all have your own stories, which I hope that you'll share with me in the comments or through our email at perspectiveswithsherry @gmail.com. But I know there's been many times in your life that you've had opportunities or there's things that have been in your life that there was a calm, still voice that spoke to you and hopefully you listened and you saw the results. And then there's been times where you've been confused and it's been chaotic and whatever. And you can convince yourself of anything if you want it bad enough. So that's why I wanted to explain the difference. So now, what do you do when you're stuck in your head? Now that we know that we've talked about what the difference is, what do you do when you're stuck in your head, spiraling with anxiety or doubt? First off, take a moment to pause. And if you can, step away from the situation and breathe. Few deep breaths, like in a count of four, and just hold and exhale for four. And doing that can really slow your mind down. Like I said, we're going to just take four deep breaths. Really calming, isn't it? All that racing, all that overthinking, there's no place for it when you take a moment for yourself and just calm the situation down. And if you got time, try meditating, going for a walk, just to clear your head. Sometimes getting out of your own environment can help you bring clarity and calmness. You'll be amazed at how much quieter the mind gets once you create that space. And honestly, journaling is a game changer, y'all. So if you can, take some time, write everything down that you're thinking, and then read it back to yourself. And then it becomes pretty obvious what's your true voice and what's just that mental noise. So there you have it, y'all. There, that inner voice is your calm, guiding wisdom, and the noise in your head is just that, y'all. It's just noise. The key is to listen for the difference and trust your gut. Now, I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Have you ever struggled to differentiate between your inner voice and just overthinking? If so, y'all, drop your stories in the comments. I'd love to hear from you. And y'all, thank you as always for tuning in. Perspectives with Sherry is continuing to grow. We got a few more subscribers last week. I hope you have, if you haven't, I hope you'll go back and listen to the interview I did with licensed therapist, herbalist, just all around wonderful woman, entrepreneur, Rochelle Moore Jones. It was such an just uplifting interview. And she has a whole lot of knowledge in the things that we can do to be positive. There's natural, there's healing in the earth. And she has some amazing natural products with her line, Bay Street Botanicals, that can assist you with that. And then she gives you tips, just everyday tips. It's just the way to positively speak to yourself. And so I want you to lean into continuing to take these tips and implement them. We always say, since this show is geared to women in midlife, that statistically, there's more life behind us than in front of us. So that means we have to be intentional about our lives. Moving ahead, do everything with intention. It starts today. Don't wait to tomorrow because it's not promised. Take these steps and implement them today. And I want you to continue to grow, glow, and just continue to be empowered. Life is a beautiful thing. And I want you to find your truth, y'all, one perspective at a time. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. Come back next week where we'll have another amazing topic. Go ahead and drop your stories in the comments, your feedback. If there's something in particular you would like discussed on here, just share it with me in the comments. As always, and if you're listening on the audio podcast, thank you always for listening and downloading. Tell a friend, share with the masses. Subscribe if you have not subscribed yet. Please become a subscriber. If you're listening, like I said, download and look for us. Each week, we will have something unique and wonderful for you ladies. As always, like I said, and always, if you would, like this video. Thank you so much again, ladies, for listening. Tune back in next week, and we'll have something amazing for you, as always. Good night. Keep growing, glowing, and continue to feel empowered. All right. Bye.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.